If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. These are exciting days at Worth Baptist Church as Heart Month continues to produce many wonderful results. Last Sunday, 666 people answered the roll call to study God's Word together in the Sunday School Hour here at Worth Baptist Church. The Lord added some 7 people to our church rolls, and great crowds came to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. February is Heart Month, and we're encouraging all the members of our church to put their whole heart into the work and ministry of Jesus Christ. These are wonderful days for Christians because God's promises are still true. The poet said, God is still on His throne. He will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on His throne. My friend, I trust today that your faith is anchored in Jesus Christ. I trust that you are planning today to attend God's house, to fellowship with God's people. We here at Worth Baptist Church invite you to come and share with us in our Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church has but one textbook, and that is the Bible. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of the living God. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our Sunday School lessons are all taken from the Word of God, teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School, to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Come today and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church, our Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned with your spiritual needs in mind. We believe the Bible has the answer to the questions that are deeply embedded in your heart. The problems that face us as Americans today are problems that find their solution only in Jesus Christ. You see, the answer to America's survival is not a stronger Democratic Party or a stronger Republican Party or a stronger Independent Party. The answer to America's survival, we believe, is found in the framework of an old-fashioned revival. This is our bicentennial year. On July 4th, America will celebrate its 200th anniversary. What an opportunity for our great nation. And my friend, our nation has been blessed above all nations on the earth. When I think of that devastating earthquake, claiming, they say now, up to as many as 25,000 lives, with more than 1 million people homeless and hundreds of thousands injured. My, how we in America ought to be on our knees thanking God for how He has blessed this great nation. I'm trusting God to send a great revival to America. We're leading our church and many churches in the World Baptist Fellowship to pray for the bicentennial year to be the year of revival in America. Again, we repeat, we believe the only answer to the problems that face us and the only solution to our survival will be found in an old-fashioned spiritual awakening. So we are praying that God will send revival to America, and we are praying that God will begin that revival right here in the city of Fort Worth. My friend, if you do not have a church home, if you do not have plans today to be in Sunday school and church, let me invite you cordially to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Soon we hope to begin the construction of our new church on our beautiful 14-acre site located at Campus Drive and Loop 820, just next door to the properties of the Fort Worth State School. We ask you to join with us in prayer that these plans will become a reality in the very near future. But in the meantime, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come and be with us today. I have two words of special announcement for you today. On Sunday, February the 29th, Worth Baptist Church will produce its first television program. This program will be seen on Channel 39 at 2:30 Sunday afternoon, February the 29th. I hope that you'll tell your friends to be watching Channel 39 on February the 29th at 2:30 for the television program produced an anniversary special from Worth Baptist Church. And then on Sunday, March the 7th, Worth Baptist Church will celebrate its 22nd anniversary and homecoming. We're inviting all of our members, our former members, and our friends to share with us this wonderful day. Remember, the date is Sunday, March the 7th, the 22nd anniversary and homecoming of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school goal on that day is 1,022. I trust that you'll make your plans now to attend. In the meanwhile, we are reaching for 700 people in Sunday school today at Worth Baptist Church, where the Bible will be taught and where the Word of God will be preached and where you'll enjoy the fellowship of God's people as you worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Come today and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That's Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Salvation. I shall read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 3. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee through Jesus Christ our Lord and in the Holy Spirit, and we invoke Thy blessings upon the listening audience today. We pray especially for our shut-in friends. I pray for our senior citizens. I pray, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit might bless them through this message and through this broadcast today. And dear Lord, for those who are listening who know not the Savior, I pray that they may come to know Him. Some who are despondent and discouraged, despairing even of life, I pray that the Holy Spirit would quicken something in their hearts today, and may they by faith turn to trust Jesus Christ in this hour. And then, Father, we pray for our nation. We pray that the bicentennial year will be our year of revival in America. May that revival begin right here in our city. Bless our president. Bless our congressmen, our governors. Bless our mayors all over the cities of America. May they all realize that without Thee, there is no hope for our great land economically. We're in trouble. Politically, we have problems. Religiously, there are difficulties. So I pray today that in every area of national life, that our people, Thy people, Christian people, Americans might turn to Thee. We pray for our own city. We pray for our mayor today, for our council members. We pray, Heavenly Father, for all of the areas of city life. And may the great revival of the bicentennial year begin right here in the city of Fort Worth. And now, Father, bless the broadcast to the heart of every listener. And dear Lord, we ask especially that we might have rain this week. Our fields are parching. We need the moisture from heaven. Send it, if it be Thy will, is our prayer. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving, amen. And now in the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, I read beginning at verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. I'm talking to you today about the most important thing in all of your life, your own personal salvation. I want to say to you in the beginning of this message that God is able to save all that come to Him through Jesus Christ. Oh, I know somebody might be saying, but preacher, you don't know my past and you don't know my sins. I'm certain that I do not. But the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin and unrighteousness. In my message on salvation today, there are three things that I would speak to you of. First, I would speak a moment about the need of salvation. The need that man has for salvation is very evident in the Bible. Sin is universal, and all members of Adam's race are sinners. Therefore, all men need to be saved. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53:6, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him, that is, on Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. Then we read in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We read back in the book of 1 Kings, There is not a just man upon the earth who doeth good and sinneth not. All men are sinners by nature. The psalmist said, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So the basic fundamental truth is this. All men are sinners. Sin is universal. And all members of Adam's race need God's salvation. And it is impossible, my friend, for you to save yourself. Some of you are trying by baptism. Some of you are trying by joining the church. Some of you are trying by being a good moral person. And all of these things are fine. But, my friend, it is impossible for you to save yourself. Paul tells us that once we were dead in sins, and through Jesus Christ we have been made alive. Paul speaks of this in Ephesians chapter 2, at verse 1, where he tells us, Ye who once were dead in trespasses and sins, hath he quickened and made alive. So, my friend, the only way that a person can be saved is through Jesus Christ. Just as a man would be hard put to even think about anything else in the area of giving himself life, there must be an outside force. So man must realize today that in order to be redeemed, in order to be pardoned, in order to be forgiven, in order to be saved, this salvation must come from God. Secondly, let's look at the provision that God has made for your salvation. In view of the fact that every member of Adam's race is a sinner, and in view of the fact that you can do nothing to save yourself, God stepped into the arena of human affairs, and in the person of Jesus Christ, His Son, made a way for salvation. Now, let's understand today, my friend, that salvation is not in the church. Salvation is not in a denomination. Salvation is not in a set of rules of right and wrong. Salvation is not in a framework of ethics. Salvation is not in self-righteousness. Salvation is not in a creed or in a law or in the dogma of some religion. Salvation is in a person and in only one person, and that person is Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 1 at verse 21, the Bible says, Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We read in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. In John 3:16, we read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We read in John 3:18, he that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. We read in John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. In John 5:24, Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Salvation is an experience with God. Salvation is an experience of grace. Salvation is an experience that takes place in the heart. Salvation is an experience that takes place only once. And salvation is an experience that lasts forever. Salvation is provided as God's free gift. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, Paul declares, for by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is provided according to God's mercy. Paul writes in Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he hath saved us. Salvation is provided by the blood of Jesus Christ through his death upon the cross. His death was a substitutionary death. His death was a vicarious death. His death was a sacrificial death for every member of Adam's race. In other words, Jesus Christ died for you. He died in your stead. He died in your behalf. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Salvation is provided for all members of Adam's race who will simply by faith call upon the name of the Lord. It is written in Romans 10:13, whosoever, and that means you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God has provided salvation for you, and this salvation is in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, who accomplished your redemption through his sacrificial death upon the cross. Then in the third place, let's note the results of salvation. First, salvation results in your becoming a member of God's family through a new birth. Remember the words I read a moment ago. Jesus said to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. You must be born of water and of the Spirit before you can enter the kingdom of God. Now, did Jesus say you had to be baptized to be saved? No. Baptism is not in John chapter 3. Jesus said you must have a physical birth. The water there speaks of a physical birth. We know that in the womb and the body of the mother, the unborn fetus is in a water sack. So the water here speaks of a physical birth. If you look at verse 6, Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's the water birth. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's the spiritual birth. So Jesus concluded, a man has to be born physically. He has to be a human being. He has to be a member of Adam's race. He has to have a first birth and a second birth. The first birth is a physical birth, symbolized in the text by water. The second birth is a spiritual birth, a birth from above. Therefore, Jesus said to Nicodemus, you've been born once physically, you must be born again spiritually in order to enter the kingdom of God. Salvation not only results in being born into the family of God, but salvation results in possessing eternal life. We gave it a moment ago, John 5:24. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Salvation further results in a person becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Salvation further results in your having peace with God. In Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And then, my friend, salvation results in a person having a home in heaven. And this is the capstone of it all. You can have a home in heaven. You can be forever with the Lord. Jesus put it this way. John chapter 14, verse 1 through verse 3. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I have this footnote, and I shall be finished with my message today. Salvation is yours for the asking. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. As we leave the broadcast today, we remind you once again that it would be our privilege to have you come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street, today. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Don't forget the special announcements. Sunday, February 29th, our first television program to be seen on Channel 39, at 2:30 Sunday afternoon, February the 29th. And then our special anniversary and homecoming services on March the 7th, Sunday, March the 7th, the 22nd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. One word about Worth Baptist Hour. For the next 2 weeks, due to a changeover in the station, KBUY, Worth Baptist Hour will not be heard on the 22nd and the 29th. This is due to a change in the station's operation. The station will be off the air for these 2 weeks. We will resume Worth Baptist Hour on Sunday, March the 7th. It has been a joy to have shared with you these moments today on Worth Baptist Hour. As we leave the broadcast, we want to say to you, we'll be expecting to see you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.